Thanks for Thursday. This is Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. We're just waiting for our greeter.
Good morning. Your greeter is here. Can you guys
hey,
hear me?
Hey, greeter. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
I had to keep calling back. It wouldn't connect, so I don't know if it was my phone, but I am here now. And welcome to Declare Victory. Happy Thursday, everybody. Is there anyone on the line who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning, D2. This is Joyful. Happy Thursday. Good morning, Declare Victory.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Is there anyone else who just joined the line who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning, family. It's Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, D2. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. It's a thankful Thursday, they tell me. And I agree. So welcome to Declare Victory. I am Dion D2. I'm your host this morning, your greeter this morning. Is there anyone else on the line who'd like to say good morning? Or is there anyone on the line who'd like to mute because they don't want to say good morning? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the call.
Good morning. This is Tashina.
Hi, Tashina. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Is there anyone else on the line who'd like to say good morning? Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. And we do hear some noise in the background. I'll be giving out some warnings later to mute your lines before we get started. But if you're not going to say good morning, could you please mute your line? That way we'll be prepared when our prayer warrior starts this morning. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your greeter, Dion D2. Is there anyone else who just joined the line who'd like to say good morning? Well, as a reminder, everyone, we do have our app. You can use it from your phone. You can use it from your computer by going to declarevictory.org. From there, you can catch the live calls. You can also catch the recorded calls, the playbacks, and you can submit your prayer request right there. It says request prayer. Click it. It's super simple. Just wanted to share that since I had an extra minute. But if there is anyone else who just joined the call who'd like to say good morning, please do so. We'd love to hear your sound.
Hey, D2, and it's a great way to give. Hallelujah. You know, we always want to give what we eat well. Hallelujah. We want to keep everything going flow. You know, that you say you bring your first fruits. You know, we may have our church homes, but this is where we meet in the morning. This is where we get the breakfast of champions. Come on, tap on to that, the declarevictory.org. And give to Declare Victory where we get our nourishment for the morning. Thank you, D2. I appreciate you, girl. I love you. Everybody have a great day.
Amen, and thank you. Thank you for sharing that, too. Yes, because there are three buttons. There's a contact, a request prayer, and a donate button right there. From your phone, from your laptop, from your tablet. Super simple. So before we get started, is there anyone else who just joined who'd like to say good morning?
Good morning, yes. Good morning, this is Kat. Good morning, DV family.
Good morning, Kat. I heard someone else.
Oh, yes. Good morning. This is Joyce. Happy Thursday, and God bless everyone.
Happy Thursday. Joyce, is this your first time calling?
No, I've been calling off and on for a while now.
Okay. Sound like a new voice. Well, thank you for calling this morning on my morning of greeting. So thank you so much. And everyone, we are about to get started with this call. Now, before we move forward, we're going to ask you to please mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, my name is Dion D2, and I am your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during these last few days in April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declarer's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. Ladies, please join us tonight and every Thursday night for Walk It Out Women's Call, hosted by Miss Lisa Porter. They are studying the book, The Bait of Satan, by John Bevere. Someone, can you please mute your line? I can hear some feedback. Please check your phone and mute your line. They are studying the book, The Bait of Satan, by John Bevere, and the call takes place from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here by dialing the same number tonight. We had one prayer request submitted on the app. This request is from JC. She's asking for prayer for her grandson, Garion, for his school because he's giving up. The order of the call, prayer and corporate praise, will be brought by Angela. The declaration will be brought by Philip. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. Again, the order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Angela. The declaration will be brought by Philip. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. The scripture for today, John 14:14. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, everyone, could you please take a look at your phone? Please make sure that it is on mute. Please keep it on mute unless you are instructed to come off mute. And right now, I will pass the call to the prayer warrior, Angela.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Declare Victory. Today is a beautiful Thursday. We are ready to go before the throne of grace, to entreat God, to give God thanks for this morning, to be grateful for our very own breath. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We worship you this morning, God. We honor you, Father. Father, we ask that you look upon us this morning and receive our hearts, Father. Receive our hearts that are leaned towards you, God. Our hearts that are leaned towards you in gratitude. Father, we thank you on this morning. Father, we are grateful to you. We are grateful. We are grateful and we are honored to be called children of God. Father, we are grateful and thankful for the very air we breathe, God. We're thankful, God, that we were able to open up our eyes this morning, that sound came out of our mouth, God, that we were able, Father, to get up and down. We were able to do the things we've done before this call. And most of all, thank you, Father, that you were on our mind this morning when we opened up our eyes. Hallelujah. And God, we know by your word, you say that you visit us every single morning. So we know you were standing by our bedside this morning. We know that you visited us this morning, God. You made a decision about us a very, very long time ago, God. So we say thank you, God. We say we thank you and we praise you, God. We worship you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. And this morning we are lifting up our voice doing that very thing, God. Hallelujah to your precious name, God, to your holy name, Father, to your great and mighty name, O God. Father, we are your children and you are our God. And we say, look upon us, O God, and have mercy upon us, O God. Look upon us, Father, and be enlightened in us, O God. Let you see Jesus in us, O God. Let us be adorned with your glory, that when you look upon us, you see yourself in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, on today, God, oh God, we lift up our hands and we say thank you again, God. And we say, Father, we are yours. Have your way, God. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our life, oh God. We surrender all to you, God. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our minds. We surrender our thoughts, oh God. We surrender our ways, God. Every way, Father, that we stumble over, we surrender it to you, God. We come in agreement with what you said about us. We come into agreement with what you've written about us. We come into agreement with being your child on this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, look upon us and have mercy, O God. Look upon us and have mercy, O God. Father, look upon us and have mercy. Father, you said in your word in Psalm 32 that you would guide us, that you would instruct us, and you would show us with your eye the way to go, God. So we say thank you, Father. We worry not about your instructions, because we know that we have them, Father. You said in your word that even before we asked, you've already answered. Oh, God, when we even thought about it, God, you said that you heard us, God. So, Father, we know that you hear us. We know that you see us. We know that you love us, oh, God, with an everlasting love. And, Father, on this morning, we want to lift up Philip. Father, we want to lift up, I think it was Darian or Damien, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to lift him up, oh God. We want to lift up Darian. We're speaking into his life that he does not give up on school. Whatever it is he's going for, Father, if it's your desire, God, if it's a part of the plan for his life, God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we send strength to him. We send strength to him. We send perseverance to him in the mighty name of Jesus and clarity of the mind that he's able, Father, to retain the knowledge that he's learning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you on this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Father. Oh, God, we thank you for your word on today, God. Prepare our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts. Prepare the soil of our hearts, God, to hear from you this morning, God. We want that seed to go down and be planted, hallelujah, on good ground so that it'll spring up good fruit on this morning. We've come before you, Father, seeking you. Your children are hungry, oh God. Your children need your word on this morning. Your children need guidance on this morning. Your children are reaching for you on this morning. So, Father, we say thank you again, God. And, Father, as we come off of mute, and we just praise your name together, and we just lift up your name together, and we just give you praise, Jesus, honor, and glory on this morning. And Father, we say thank you. We say hallelujah. Father, we say take a look at us. Father, we look upon us. Father,
our hearts and minds focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord.
train in your ways.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
We are not
Jesus,
a
hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
We find victory in that praise. My soul says, yes, Lord.
Oh,
Father, we honor you and we praise you. We praise your name on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, be glorified in our lives on this morning, Father. Oh God, Father, we know that heaven heard the prayers of your children, God. We will seek your face and seek your hand on this day. We will seek your ways, Father. Be glorified in our lives. We thank you for your presence that is with us eternally and forever, God. Be glorified right now for every single thing that we release to you on this morning. Be glorified, God. May your name be lifted among us throughout this day. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we glorify you for your loving kindness and your goodness. We are forever grateful to you because you are glorious. And we thank you that your will be done in our lives on today. So, Father, increase us, elevate us. And, Father, we will take it and walk in the power of your glory. We will walk in the power of your spirit on today, Father. For your name's sake, hallelujah. And Father, we lift up the declarer on this morning. We lift up Brother Philip on this morning, Father. Oh God, Father, go down deep, Father, and let a well spring up, Father, and let your word come forth, oh God, and let it rest on good soil, God, the soil of our hearts, that it would spring up and cause good fruit, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Everyone, please check your phones again and check that they are on mute and we pass the call to the declarer.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We are glad for today. We are glad that the Lord has put us in another day, that the Lord has inserted us into into this pocket or container of time. Hallelujah. You know that he has us here for such a time as this. And when we are believers, there's an understanding that we should have. And if we have this understanding, it will be fruitful. And as a believer, we understand first that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He forgave us of every single thing that we've done. Hallelujah. Every single thing that we've done, he has forgiven us for. He died on the cross for it. We have forgiveness with Jesus. And then not only that, not only did he forgive our sins, but Jesus' death removed the veil that was in the temple, the veil that kept us from going into the Holy of Holies or the most holy place to go and commune with the presence of God. For instance, what we just did during prayer and intercession, hallelujah, that was only made possible because of Jesus' death on the cross. Hallelujah. But after he died, he resurrected. But before he resurrected, he visited the apostles as well as some other people on the earth. Hallelujah. When he died, he went down into the earth. He got the keys of hell and death. And then he came back onto the earth before he went up to heaven. He came back onto the earth. And when he came back onto the earth again, he spoke to disciples again. He spoke to other people, like the people on the road to Emmaus. And there were others he spoke to as well. Hallelujah. And what's interesting about Jesus' assignment, before he goes back up
into heaven is when he goes to Peter. Hallelujah. When he goes to Peter and he goes to this man who had sat there, who had said, I was going to do this, I was going to do that, you know, and poor Peter, probably feeling horrible because he has denied Jesus. He has denied him three times. One of the times he denied him with, he denied him cursing. Okay? So he basically was telling the people if we were to summarize it or paraphrase it, he basically, Peter was saying, you know, I don't believe in no blank, blank Jesus. You know, man, I don't know no blank, blank Jesus. This is what he was saying. Because the Bible says that third time he denied him, he got to curse him. So here you have, in the end, when Jesus looked over him, when the cock crew, when the rooster crowed, and it hit Peter, what Jesus had prophesied to him, Peter began to cry. The Bible says he wept bitterly. So we know that thing really, really bothered him. It really, really hit him. And so then, fast forward back to what I was talking about, you have Jesus who appears on the earth after he died, after he went to hell and got the keys of hell and death. And then he comes back and he appears. And when he appears, what's interesting is now Peter has three times the Lord asked. I'm going to read John 21:15. Hallelujah. And I want to read the New Living Translation. It says, after breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Or, you know, some versions, or sometimes we look at it from the place of feed my sheep. But he said, feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Then verse 16, Jesus repeated the question. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Then the third time, he asked him again. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, I'll tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is a very powerful passage which really shines light on agreement. And this is what I mean. So Jesus comes to Peter after Peter has already betrayed him. And now Jesus is going to challenge him. Do you love me? Right? Now think about this. Jesus knows that Peter has betrayed him. He betrayed him. When he denied him, he was betraying him. And this is what I mean by betraying him. Imagine if you have a best friend and the phone, you accidentally do one of those pocket dials and the person picks up. Right? They don't know you're on the phone. And you overhear them saying, man, I don't mess with bleep bleep, you know, talking about you. I don't mess with them and going on and on about how they don't rock with you. They ain't really your friend, none of that stuff. You would be crushed. You would be devastated. Why? Because that was someone really, really close to you. And it could even change the dynamics of the trust of the relationship. It would be hard for you all to basically walk together going forward. But here it is. This happened in Peter's instance. And yet Jesus is asking him, hey, do you love me? Giving him another chance. Feed my sheep. And then after, feed my lambs. And then after he tells him that, he tells him, hey, when you're young, you did whatever it was that you wanted to do. But after that, what ended up happening? You ended up having to, do something that you don't want to do, right? When you get grown, he said you're going to end up having to do things you don't want to do. Now, this is where I'm going with all of this. When you're in agreement with somebody, when you all are united as one with somebody, what ends up happening is you all, when you're in agreement, agreement causes you to step out and sometimes do things that may be uncomfortable for you, to do things that may be, I don't know, like difficult for you to do, that may be challenging for you to do. You know, these things are very, very interesting, like, about this, okay, about this whole agreement thing. Because here we go right here. There's a verse in Amos chapter 3, verse 3. And I know we've probably heard this verse a million times. How can two walk together except they first be agreed? And so here you have Jesus. Here you have Peter. They've reached a part in their relationship where it's time for Peter to go forward and go to that next step. But before he can go to that next step, Jesus needs to make sure that they're in agreement. Peter, are we in agreement with the fact that you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Okay, then we need to be in agreement that you're going to feed my lambs. You're going to feed my sheep. Peter, are you sure you're in agreement with me that you love me? Okay, then I'm going to need you to feed my sheep. Now, what does that look like to us? How often have we sat there and denied our heavenly calling? How often have we sat and denied what the Lord has called us to? You all, this is a time for us to wake up. This is a wake-up time. Seriously. It's a wake-up time for us as a body, as believers. This is a wake-up time. It's time to get for real, y'all. This is a serious time in the earth of things that are happening, things that are going on. And the only way that we're going to move forward in purpose and destiny is we have to come into agreement with what it is God says. When you look up that word agree in Amos 3, verse 3, do you know that in the lexicon, it actually means to appoint? It actually means to appoint. In other words, how can two walk together except they first be appointed? Appointed means to assign a job or to assign a role to someone, okay? So there's an appointment that happens when two people walk together. For instance, we're basically saying to one another, you know what? I've been assigned with you to walk together with you, and you have been assigned together with me to walk with me. Okay? We're assigned. We're yoked together. All right? When it's time to go forward into a particular thing, when you're in agreement, we're basically saying we're going to take these steps forward, and we're going to take these steps forward together. We're going to be tied together. We're going to be yoked together. Whichever way you go is the way that I'm going to go. Now, we could come out of agreement with what we've been assigned or appointed to do when we deny or turn down what God has appointed us to do. How many of us are still not walking in the fullness of what God called us to do? Every single person on this line, whether you're saved or unsaved, there is purpose of why you're here on the earth. Now, coming into Christ, yay, we go to heaven. And now we've reached a point, right, where we're able to discover destiny. Got to say that again. Once we come to Christ, right, once we get saved, we reach a point where we're able to discover destiny. But here's the other part about it. Once we discover Christ, once we get in Christ, that's not the end all be all. No. No. Now, Holy Spirit begins to lead you into what it is that we're supposed to be doing. Holy Spirit will lead us into that calling. Hallelujah. And so let me tell you all right now, and I want to say this as gracefully as possible, okay? Because this is just what I was just sensing so strong and going over this. And my time for today on this live, all right, I was really trying to, I'm really trying to say this as gently as possible, hallelujah, but to speak the truth in love, all right, I'm going to tell the truth. You all, what heavenly assignment have we sat and we denied? What do I mean by a heavenly assignment? Meaning something that God called you to do. God sits in heaven. This is where he is. This is where he rules from. And there are things that he has called us to do. Every single one of us, myself included. And what is it that we are not stepping into that God has called us to do? Whether it's because of fear, whether it's because we haven't given time or devotion to that thing, what is it that God has appointed us to do that we haven't began to walk in? When we're doing that, when we're denying what God has called us to do, you know what we're doing? We're out of agreement with him. And notice in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, when it says, how can two what? Walk together. In other words, coming out of agreement means it affects your movement. When we're not in alignment with God, even our movement is stagnated. We're not even able to move forward in the direction where he wants us to go because we're not in agreement. Every individual on this line, come on, God has called you to do things. Every individual on this line has been empowered to cast out demons. Mark 16:17. Every individual on this line has been anointed to heal the sick. Come on. Every individual has been anointed to speak with new tongues. Mark 16:17. Come on. This is real. Joel chapter 2. Every individual on here, if you're saved, you are a member of a royal priesthood. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and there are duties that the priest must perform. Yeah. You know, Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 says that we have been called according to his own purpose. There's purpose and destiny for you in the earth. This is a time, you all, where you want to sit and ask God, what have you assigned me to do? Lord, what did you put me on this earth to do? What am I supposed to be doing? Seriously. Because what happens is your life begins to align with your pursuit. I'm going to say that again. Your life will begin to align with your pursuit. Some of us on this line, the moment that you repent and you say, God, you know what? I'm opening myself up to be used by you in whatever way you like. I'm going to remove those invisible boundaries that I've put around myself that are blocking you from leading me into it. You're going to notice things are going to start to sink in with you. Things are going to begin to start happening with you. But some of us, we have been just fighting. We know deep down inside, God has called us to a particular thing, but we don't want to come forward for whatever the reason is. And I'm not here to beat you down about that or anything, but I am here to tell you the truth of that it affects your movement. We can't move forward into the things that God has for us until we stop denying our heavenly calling and come into agreement with it. It's time. It's time, people of God. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time to stop saying, I'm just not ready yet. It's time. Some of us walking together in agreement and destiny and purpose means putting down some things. Come on. Means dying to certain things. Some of us on here, it may be putting down that Hennessy and that Ciroc. Come on. We constantly getting lit, getting buzzed. Some of us, it may be putting that weed down. Putting that cigarette down. Come on. Some of us, it's saying, God, I'm ready to walk with you. I'm tired of watching this pornography all the time. Come on. Some of us, it's masturbation. Some of us, it's full-blown just fornication. Some of us may be cheating on our spouses. Come on. We have a heavenly calling on our life. A heavenly assignment. The Lord is highlighting something to me. Some of us, it may be our mouths. Come on. Some of us, it may be our mouths. Our mouths are not in agreement with him. Our mouths are not in agreement with the Lord. Our mouths are speaking something totally contrary to what the Lord is saying. God is saying, you know what? You're a minister. And you going around saying, man, I ain't no minister. Basically saying, like, you know, I don't know what God talking about. He ain't right. Some of us, our mouths are out of agreement because of how we talk. The constant negativity, the cursing that comes out of our mouth. The unforgiveness that comes out of our mouth. The bitterness that comes out of our mouth. It's time for us to be in alignment and in agreement with him. We want to yield our members to him. We want our members to be in agreement with the Lord. Come on. We don't want to be guilty like Peter of continuing to deny the Lord. No, no, no. We don't want to deny him. We want to be in agreement with him. When Peter was denying Jesus, he was out of agreement. And the reason why I'm using Peter in this instance is because the Lord gave him space to repent. Now, the Lord gave Judas space to repent too, but obviously he didn't repent. But here's Peter. He repents. The Lord gives him another chance. People of God, I'm telling you, it's time to awaken. You see, when Peter sat there and aligned with what Jesus was saying and agreed with what Jesus is saying, the Lord used Peter to end up changing the world. Come on. He ended up changing the world. This is not a fluff you up type of message, okay, or trying to sell you a dream. But what I am saying is, when we walk in alignment with the Lord, we're walking with someone who has the power to change the world. Come on. Our God has the power to change the world. Our God actually wants to shift and change things. That's what he wants to do. And so when we're walking together with him, come on, now we partner with him in that responsibility of changing the world. There's a heavenly call on our life. There's a heavenly assignment. How long are we going to keep running? How long? How long? How old are we going to get to where we finally get it? Come on. Let's stop robbing ourselves of a joy that we can walk into if we just say yes to Jesus. Come on. If we agree with him. I want to say this prayer today. Hallelujah. Because I want to address those that have been running. Come on. Been running from the calling on your life. Sitting in that church pew, depending on pastor to do everything. Coming here on the Declare Victory line, expecting Dion or one of the declarers to do everything. Come on. It's time to come forward. It's time for you to say, man, God, what have I been designed to do? Some of you all, it's assignments. It's assignments. Things that God has told us to do. And we haven't done them. We're procrastinating with them. You know, he's assigned us to do them. It's time for us to come into agreement with him. Come on. This isn't just to you all. This is for myself included. Come on. The sword is two-edged. The sword is two-edged. But you all, this is the time. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do some repentance. Okay? We want to repent. For not walking in agreement with what he told us to do. And that's very wide ranging. Come on. Some of us, our intellect is getting in the way of yielding to what God has assigned us to do. Yeah. It's a heavenly calling, you all. And we are people that have been made to walk in power. In power. Come on. It's time for us to arise. Seriously. It's time for us to arise. So we're going to repent. Hallelujah. And I believe that even as we do that, you know, it will not only remove some blockers or some blinders out of our way, but it opens up our hearing and our listening. Come on. For us to really tap into the Lord and say, God, what are you calling me to do? Lord, I know that I was walking around doing what I felt like doing. Lord, I understand that maybe my flesh may not feel like doing it. Come on. But I submit my flesh and I yield my flesh to this yoke, come on, that you place it upon me. And to cap this off, I want to explain to you what a yoke is. When Jesus says, my yoke is easy, a yoke is this thing that they would put it around the neck of oxen. So you'll have like two oxen, and they'll put this thing on both of their necks. And then there's this long middle bar to connect it. So what it does is it basically ties your necks together. So whichever way one moves, that's the way the other one moves. They're yoked together. Jesus says his yoke is easy. We're to be yoked with him. When we're yoked with him, we're in agreement with him. But the opposite me is also true. When we're unyoked, come on, when we're not yoked with him, now we walk the opposite way of where he's trying to go. And we want to repent for denying that yoke, for denying the yoke of ministry. Come on. For denying the yoke of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For denying the yoke of our heavenly calling. Some of us are still so fearful to step into some things. Come on. Some of us are all here. We know God wants us to go into the deeper things, like prophecy and casting out devils, and we still shutting God down. Some of us, we know God wants us to start coming forward more, and we shutting God down. We say, no, I will not take that yoke on me. Some of us, the Lord has been trying to deal with us about that secret sin we've been doing, and we keep on doing. Come on. And what we basically doing is we saying, no, don't put that yoke on me. I'm not ready to be yoked. That's what we doing. Come on, y'all. Y'all, it is a serious time right now. It's a serious time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share this with you all. And then I'm going to let you go. Because I had had this dream. I wasn't going to share this, but now it's hitting me to share this with you all right now. So hold on. I want to pull this up because I realized that I haven't shared this on the line. And I need to, because I'm in agreement with the Lord and I made a promise to him, you know, that I would share it everywhere that I went. Okay, so I need to be in agreement, come on, and share this particular thing. So let me share to you all, share this. I'm pulling it up right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to read it. I had typed it out. I actually shared it on Facebook, and that's not something I normally do. I don't share my dreams on Facebook. Matter of fact, I don't ever think I've shared a dream on Facebook. Okay? But it says, Dream of the Lord for the Church. On the morning of February 29th, 2024, I had a dream of the Lord. We were in a huge, open, auditorium church-like structure. God, in the form of a person, walked to the podium. As he walked to the podium, there was a worship leader singing the name of Jesus over and over. The Lord moved the things out of the way that were on the podium and said that the end of the month is a serious time and that it's time to travail. At the time the Lord said it, I was on stage setting something behind someone's feet. The instant he said it, it seemed as if the thing I was putting behind the person's feet seemed so small and minimal. Interpretation. God never looked at me in the dream, but he spoke to everyone that was in the auditorium-like space. This let me know that the message was for everyone in attendance, not just me personally. Number two, the things that God moved out of the way on the podium represented things, agendas, etc. we have been focusing on as the church. It's like he moved those things out of the way to say there was something we needed to be focusing on that was more important. Number three, though the things I was doing were needed, I realized at that instant that they were minimal. The command to travail was much more important. God is telling us that it's time to travail. Travail is a form of prayer. A lot of us have travailed in one way or another in prayer. But God is saying to be intentional about the travail. Some examples of travail in the Bible are equivalent to a woman going in labor. John 16, verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. This is a new hour we have just entered in time. It is a very serious time. Though things are really about to get serious, what gets birthed out through the travail will cause us to rejoice, but we must travail. So now, let me tell you all, I had this dream on February 29th, leap year. I'm not somebody who's like, leap year, the leap day is a special day. I wasn't sitting there studying about travail, none of that stuff. It just happened. This is a dream that the Lord gave me. That auditorium I was in was so huge, like you couldn't even see the end of it, you know. And it was clear to see that it was the church. It was a lot of light in it and everything. But the Lord was speaking out saying, look, this is a serious time that we are entering in. And so I'm bringing this up because coming into agreement with him in this time, aligning with him. Now, I know with me coming into agreement, part of that was me sharing that word, me releasing that word. And travail, you all, is like, I know ladies know when you're having birth pains, when you're about to give birth, when you look up the word travail, it's a word, one of the meanings is midwife. There are a couple of different words for travail in the Bible. But one of them is midwife. And so when what we're to do as people of God is when there is a season of birthing, God uses us to act as midwives, to help birth particular things out. Now, when some people hear travail, they think of bad things. No, this is not a bad thing. Actually, think about this. A woman is pregnant, but something shifts when it's time to give birth. And that's when certain things happen. This is what's going on now. It's time for the church to give birth. The church has been pregnant, and now it's time to birth out the things. Come on, that the church has been pregnant with. But God needs midwives. God needs those that are going to help with the birthing process. And so when you pray, being intentional when you pray, that something is being birthed out when you're praying. Come on. Being intentional to know that God, when I'm sitting here praying, when I'm interceding, something is being birthed out. This is a form of agreement as well. Hallelujah. This is the midwife working together with the person who's birthing something out. Come on, and helping that thing come out. Hallelujah. Travail is a form of agreement. You know, when we come and we travail in prayer and intercession, hallelujah, we travail. It's a sound. It's a tone. You know, some liken it to a groan. You know, a groan that takes place. You know what I mean? A grunting that takes place. So that's a way of travail. Again, another way or another sound is the tone of understanding that when you're praying or interceding, something is being birthed out. You're helping something to come into the earth. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, you are. This is a real time that we're in. Now, mind you, I had this dream on February 29th. You know, the Lord says things before they happen. And this is not a time for us to be afraid. Why? Because John 16:21, again, talks about how the lady goes through the sorrows when she's giving birth until that thing is born. And when that thing is born, she forgets about the sorrow because of the joy that she has before her. And so this is a season as well where God is going to begin to turn our sorrow as a church into joy. Hallelujah. God's going to begin to turn our sorrow into joy. But I'm telling you that one of the ways that that happens is we need to come out of agreement. We need to come out of agreement with negative mindsets, negative actions, negative words. Come on. We need to come out of agreement with that mindset we've had, or that stronghold of denying what God has placed on our life. Hallelujah. It's time for us to come alive in this area. So I want you to repeat after me. We're going to do some renunciations. Hallelujah. We're going to do some renunciations. As a matter of fact, let's do these renunciations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for denying you as it relates to my heavenly calling. I repent for not going forth and doing what you called me to do. I repent for turning a deaf ear when you were calling my name. I repent for giving more time to other things than the main things that you called me to do. I repent for word cursing myself and my calling because of my own fear and my own lack of faith. I repent for doubting you. Hallelujah. Sera marotike oretarokiato repa kolekiata. Now we're gonna do some renunciations. Maroste kusiku repatirepiaterokituru. And I want you to repeat after me. And as we're doing this, if you feel yourself going to yawn, feeling like you want to yawn when we're doing this, you feel like all of a sudden you feel the urge to burp or to pass gas, you know, to cry, you know, if you feel a cough, whatever it is, what I'm asking you to do is do not swallow it down. If you feel like you have to spit all of a sudden, don't swallow it down. The reason that those things are happening is because it shows that there was some demonic assistance there that was helping you, come on, and not walking in this particular area. Yeah, that's what it is. It's nothing to be alarmed about. Come on. But it's those things having to go. Hallelujah. And these are just renunciations, but I've learned that sometimes in renunciations, that begins to happen. Okay? So don't swallow it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I renounce and come out of agreement with all lies in my life. I renounce and come out of agreement with every negative word that I have spoken against my destiny, against my future, against my present, and against my past. I renounce and come out of agreement with all doubt, unbelief, and hopelessness. Hallelujah. I want you, if you're feeling that, if you need to take a deep breath right now, I want you to take a deep breath. Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord loves us. The Lord wants to set us free. We're going to keep going ahead. I just wanted to give some space for that. Hallelujah. Say, I renounce and come out of agreement with all fear, insecurity. Come on. So to take a deep breath, let it go. I renounce and come out of agreement with all rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, and anti-submissiveness. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and come out of agreement with all control, possessiveness, dominance, and witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and come out of agreement with all worry, anxiety, dread, and apprehension. In the name of Jesus. And I'm getting this too. I want you all to repeat after me. Say, I renounce and come out of agreement with all escape, indifference, passivity, sleepiness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, and unreality. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please keep your phone muted. Come on. Here's another one here we're going to do. Some of us, it's our pride. And it's okay. When I mean okay, this is not condemnation or anything. Come on. This is about being free. Come on. It's time to walk and come forward in what God has called us to walk into. Seriously. Seriously. So I want you to repeat after me. I renounce and come out of agreement with all pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, and arrogance. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Some of us, we haven't walked in a thing that fully that God has called us to because of perfectionism. We feel like we got to get all of our ducks in a row. We got to get everything perfect and just right. God, you got to help me with these areas that I'm not ready to do it in yet. And then I go forth and go. But God is saying, what do you mean? It's already time. I'm going to supply all of your needs. Come on. You all, none of us should be stuck. As believers, we constantly go and move faith to faith, glory to glory. So we're going to come out of agreement with perfection. Hallelujah. And competition. What do I mean by competition? Do you know if we're not careful, our comparison could be a form of competition? Yeah. Because now we're comparing. You know, I don't want to do that. I feel like, you know, God called me to prayer, but I don't pray like Dion prays. We already aligning ourselves. It's almost like a competition. No, stop. God made you who he made you in your own unique way. And that's for whatever he's called you into. Come on. So we're going to come out of agreement with perfection, and we're going to come out of agreement with competition in the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce and come out of agreement with all perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger, competition, driving, argument, pride, and ego. In the name of Jesus. Come on. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this last one. Some of us are in the same place because of a fear of persecution. Come on. And a false fear of authority. What do I mean by that? Let me make this very clear. We are to submit ourselves to the governing bodies. That is scripture. We're to submit. However, some of us are not coming forward because we have given that pastor too much control over our lives. Come on. And when I mean too much control, yeah, we submit. We walk according to that authority. But that doesn't mean that you don't be who God called you to be. Come on now. If God is telling you to do something, you go do it. Now, that doesn't mean you come and overtake the church. Come on. Oh, if you're not called to do it in your church, that's fine. Don't gripe about it. But do you think because you're not called to do it in the church, that means you don't do it? No. The world is your podium. Come on now. You got an entire world to be your podium. Straight up. This is the best way I could say it. You're a great singer. Right? You're a great singer. Now I'm speaking in a secular term now. So as a great singer, say you're a famous singer that's known around the world. Does that mean that every single place you go where they're singing, they have to give you the microphone? No, not at all. Not at all. I'm pretty sure there are places where Whitney Houston has went. Come on, where Luther Vandross has went, where there were other people performing, and they sat and they listened. Did that mean because they weren't on the bill at that show that they couldn't do what they were doing? Not at all. Not at all. There are things that God is going to have you do. That's outside of your church. Come on. You just have yourself open to do it. If God is telling you to do that particular thing, you go forth and you do it. Come on. Come on. We're going to come out of agreement with that because there are some controlling leaders out here. But anybody telling you that you got to wait for the pastor, come on, to walk in where God told you to walk in. No. You can still be walking out your assignment of what God called you to do. Period. The anointing is still on your life. The anointing is not waiting for a pastor. Some of you, let me give you another example. Say the Lord might have said that you're a prophet and you haven't been ordained yet. That's fine. But that don't mean that you don't prophesy. Come on. Well, they don't let me prophesy in my church right now. Okay, that's fine. What about your gas station? What about the Walmart? What about your family? What about your friends? Come on. Social media. I mean, there's just no excuse. Come on. Hallelujah. So we're going to come out of agreement again with that fear of authority, that you know, I'm scared to do it because, you know, I don't know what my pastor is going to say. I'm scared to do it. See, if that's the case, sometimes it's because the pastor is controlling. But sometimes it's because there's an unhealthy fear of authority. Notice I said unhealthy. Okay? So, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and come out of agreement with persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation. Yeah. I'll take a deep breath right there and just blow that out. Say, I renounce and come out of agreement with fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, fear of authority, lying, and deceit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to blow these things out. Come on. Come out control. Come on. Every spirit of control, loose them and let them go. Come on. Time to let go. Time to let go of that control. In the name of Jesus, come up and out. Come on. Take a deep breath. Let that control go. Come on out. Control. Come out. Possessiveness. Dominance. Come on. Loose them now and let them go. Come on. I decree Psalms 58, verse 6, that says, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions. Come on. Let the teeth of control be broken. Hallelujah. That have sunken themselves into the souls of the people. Come on out. Control, possessiveness, come on, dominance, witchcraft, Jezebel, come on out now, in the name of Jesus, come on, insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, come on, loose them now and let them go. I want you to take a deep breath, and I just want you to blow these things out. Come on out, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come out, come on. Insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, loose them now and let them go. Come on, the Bible says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Hallelujah. We decree, Lord, that you deliver us because of our enemies. You are our help and our deliverer. Let the sign of the prisoner come before you. You break the heads of the dragons in the waters. Come on, let every dragon of pride be broken now. I loose the sword of the spirit, that is the word of God. Come on, to cut the scales of pride now in the name of Jesus. Come on now, pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance. Come on, loose them now and let them go. Take a deep breath and just blow it out. Come on. In that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan. Come on, let the punishment of God be released upon every spirit of pride in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For we decree the promises of God are yes and amen. Come on out now. Come on, all fear. Come on, fear of accusation. Fear of persecution. Come on, I loose the fire of God's love right now to the area of the belly where that scorpion spirit of fear is. In the name of Jesus, come on, I command that nest of fear to be dismantled, dislodged, and to come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on. Fear of authority, fear of flying. Come on. Some of us, we can't even go where God has called us to go because of a fear of flying. Come on. Take a deep breath. Loose them now and let them go. Come on now. Fear of flying, fear of persecution, fear of condemnation, fear of judgment, fear of reproof. Come on. Loose them now and let them go. Fear of deliverance, fear of public speaking. Come on. Loose them now and let them go. Come on, you're alive from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on. The people of God are righteous and bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you are a God, that you said in Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Hallelujah. We decree now, God, we are being brought out of that horrible pit of worry. Come on. Worry. Come on now. Worry. Anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension. Come on, loose them now and let them go. Come out of the stomach, come off of the chest, come off of the back, come off of the neck. Come on, rapa shikera, peande rotikera. Come on, all stiff neckedness, loose them now and let them go. Come on, I loose the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of God. Come on, to break every single cord, to cut every cord of witchcraft off of the hands. Hallelujah. According to Micah 5, verse 12, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of your hand, and you shall have no more soothsayers. In the name of Jesus. Come on, loose them now and let them go. Come on now, nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness. Come on, loose them now and let them go. Insomnia. Come on, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming. Take a deep breath. Loose them now and let them go. Come on. Come on now, mind idolatry. Come on. Some of you all might have started feeling a headache or feeling pressure in your head. Come on now, mind idolatry. Come on, take a deep breath and let it go. Come on now, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego. Come on, we contend against every high thing. Come on, that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge of the Lord. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, let every stronghold be brought down now in the name of Jesus. Shere parape. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I decree that these people are blessed. Hallelujah. Lord, we are blessed. I want you all to say that. Say, I am blessed. Come on. We don't need to wait for our pastor to pronounce blessings over our life. And again, I'm not against pastors. I love pastors, all right? Shoot, I love, you know, the minister. And we're to submit. Hallelujah. We're to release honor, you know. But there's a difference between loosing honor and being under control. Come on. It's two totally different things. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray for balance in our lives. Lord, I pray for every single yoke. Hallelujah. Every yoke, Lord, that needs to be destroyed, Lord, is being destroyed today by the anointing. Lord, let the windows of heaven be opened up even now. Begin to pour out fresh anointing in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let this anointing come forth and begin to destroy every yoke that has been on our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for an acceleration, a moving forth, a pushing forth, a breaking forth. We decree that now over the people of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on. And we bind any backlash or retaliation, and we loose the Spirit of the Lord to lift up a standard on our behalf. Hallelujah. Lord, we call these people of God forth into their new covenant destiny. Come on. Come on. Some of us were still in agreement. We were still in agreement with things that our old boyfriends or old girlfriends said. Come on. Come on. This is the time to begin to move forth and not hold on to those things anymore. Some of us have been in agreement with things that our parents spoke over our lives in times past. Come on, that things that were negative. Come on. It's time for us to come out of agreement with those things. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. Hallelujah. in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to open up this call. Sorry this took so long. I kind of wanted to shift into that since, I mean, we are doing agreement. So how could I do this without, you know, us coming out of agreement with some stuff in the name of Jesus? And so thank you for those who stayed. If you got to go, I understand. But we do want to open it up. Still give you some type of time for anybody who wants to make a comment, share anything. We're opening up the line for you right now.
Amen. This is Sister Yvonne. That was an awesome teaching, young man. I'm meditating, penetrating it all from my top of my head, all through my body. And when you was talking about don't let, because as you was praying and I was repeating the words that you were saying, my mouth started filling up with spit, right? It did. But like you said, I didn't swallow it. I hold it. Okay? And that was a very good
teaching. You spit it out, right?
I hope
you spit it out.
I spit it out. I had a paper towel. I sure did. I spit it out.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, I sure did. Trust me, right. I did.
Right.
Yes, it, you know. Wait, hold on. What's wrong? Oh, wait. Oh, you have it. Oh, God, my daughter, my granddaughter having a seizure. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you all that say a prayer for her just real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
She can't talk right now. Yeah, her name is Shakira, and she's doing, she's just sitting up right now. So, yes, thank you guys so much. Praise God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Thank you for letting us pray for you, woman of God.
Thank you.
We'll pray for your granddaughter. That's her granddaughter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody else who wanted to share or say something?
Good morning, Phil. This is Gloria.
Hey, is that Gloria?
It is me. Hey, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for the lesson on travailing prayer. And thank God for the opportunity to be able to travail on behalf of Sister Yvonne's granddaughter. Huh?
Hello?
Somebody needs to mute your phone.
Unless it's Gloria, we just asked that you mute your phone.
Well, I was still on the phone, but it's okay. But God bless you. I thank God for just him working and interceding and doing what he does best. I love you, bro. See ya.
I love you, too. See you tonight.
Hey.
Anybody else?
Hey. Phil. Phil. Man, I love you.
I love you, too.
It never, ever fails. Never
I'm
fails.
I'm laughing because I know who this is.
He never fails. I promise you, he shows up and show you that I am God. I mean, you know, it's unfortunately that the grandbaby had the seizure, but he showed up. He's a near and present help at all times. Look, she was giving her testimony. Thank you for the lesson and how he had to just come. Oh, my God. Lord, I love you. I'm sorry, but for every time I have to give him glory in spite of in any event, every situation, it doesn't matter. He still shows himself mighty. He always proves who he is. So, Lord, I love you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you for taking us into deliverance, honey. I'll see you tonight, sir.
Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, Brother Philip. Great declaration this morning. Wow, that was a powerful experience. God allowing us to come in agreement and through the power of prayer at that moment when she was sharing her testimony, she said, I spit it out. And it was like the enemy got angry and attacked the baby. And, oh, my God, that was a powerful experience. But thank you for that prayer, you know, where you had us to denounce and come out of agreement with all those things that hinders us, you know, and from, you know, walking in our purpose. Man, that was a great declaration this morning. And, my God, powerful experience this morning. God bless you all this morning.
God bless you.
Hey, hey, Brother Phil. It's Didi. I agree. But this morning being amazing and just to experience God showing up and showing out. And when you're talking about Peter, I was like, ugh. Just everything this morning was so needed. And I'm at work, so I wasn't yawning. It didn't even dawn on me that the things that have been going on. So I'm just go ahead and telling myself, y'all, 56 years old, trying to do my fitness thing. Well, you know, just try to stay. Because I won't say I fell off, but, you know, when grief hits, sometimes you just get off sorts. So yesterday, I caught myself trying to go a little faster, my little power walk. Out of nowhere, girl was on the ground. And I'm not, when I sent the Graces a picture of my knee because it felt like a force pushed me. And so I was laughing in the morning when you were talking about just what have we come to agreement with. And so I just know the things that I have been going through here lately, and a lot of it is spiritual warfare. But this morning, it just really reminded me what's real and what's not. And then for Sister Yvonne to be sharing and the enemy, like Brother Jeff said, I was on mute because, you know, I'm at the school, but the power you got, I, just to be able to listen to the war cry and interceding on behalf of that baby. Thank you, brother. You are so, so amazing. I'm just grateful that I know you. I love you. Thank you.
That's what's up. Likewise, yo. You dope. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning.
God bless you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Phillips. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for your obedience this morning. Great declaration. And thank you for the renunciation. I too have it. So thank you for it all, man of God. God bless you.
Good morning, Brother Phil. On the call as the events were taking place, but it took me back to when I was probably about maybe, I want to say about 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, as we were, there was a woman that came to the altar and, you know, she said she needed prayer. We started praying, and she too had an episode of where the spirits begin to come out. I thank you for this cleansing. It reminded me that we don't need an approval to do what God has called us to do. And like you said, if it's someone that's holding you from doing what God has called you to do, you need to push forward and press on. I thank you this morning that we were able to travail and to help in the time that was needed.
Yeah.
God bless you.
And yeah.
For all the prayer warriors that are on the line, automatically they activated. Thank you on this morning for allowing us to allow God to do what he did. And I was expecting the testimony that everything was good. We couldn't leave until we know everything was good. Thank you, brother. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Brother Phil, good morning, Brother Phil. This is Bree Bree. I absolutely, I don't even want to say I enjoyed this morning because it was too big to simply be reduced to an enjoyment. But I just want to thank you for how you linked Peter's denial of Jesus to our denial of our calling and our assignment. Born and raised in a church, dad was a pastor, married a pastor, all that good stuff. And every time I would hear that story, that parable, how Peter denied Jesus, like I would be offended. I'm like, Peter, that's a lot of nerve. And so it wasn't until you said today and you like that, like, oh, I'm Peter too? Like that just put a whole different spin on it for me. So I just want to thank you for allowing God to use you this morning. It was very, very powerful. Thank you.
Praise God.
Brother Phil,
good morning.
This is Debbie, and I want to say something. I've been on the line a few times, but this was an awesome, awesome declaration, and it was a confirmation for me about God been speaking to me about balance. We struggle with that, everybody, a lot. And you just brought it in for me with the denying things that can take control over our lives. And like the young lady said a few minutes ago about Peter, you know. So I thank you so much, and boy, did I get delivered from some things this morning. I praise the Lord.
Praise God. Come on.
Good morning, Minister Phil. This is Brianna. Happy Thursday. I wanted to say thank you. This was definitely confirmation for me God had been dealing with me on my reaction. A couple of people have been speaking things over my life in the realm of being a preacher. And I was like, what? That sounds ridiculous. Not me, to somebody else. Like, kind of going in every time. And so I was convicted. One of my friends had kind of put things into perspective. Like, you know, that's fear. That's not of God. And if he's calling you to this area, like, to not deny. So when you said that, and a little earlier in your declaration, it really hit me in my heart, because I'm like, man, that's me. I'm saying I want God's will for my life, and yes, I'll do it. But in the same breath, if he's sending all of these people to speak that over me, and I'm saying, no, I'm not going to do that, well, I'm denying him. And in the same breath, there has been things he's told me to do, and my response has been, well, let me get this, 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 and this first in order to do that thing. And I didn't look at it as a denial until this morning, when it's like, if he's telling me to go do it, he's giving me everything that I need. All the outward stuff will come in my obedience in the walk of doing what he's told me to do. So thank you so much. This definitely set me free as well, and helped me to realize that even in our words, we can deny in our words. And when those words get put out there, we begin to deny in our actions, because we're still waiting for these outward things to come when God has given us everything we need to do exactly what he told us to do. So thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too.
Phil, this is Kat. How you doing? It definitely puts you in a mindset of being accepting of what your calling of God, you know, like been said over and over, oh, that ain't me, that ain't me. I even put on my husband. That's my husband. That's this, that's that. And a lot of people will say certain things to me, and I'll be like, oh, no, that's my husband. That's this person. That's person. That person. But being accepting of our call, thank you for your declaration this morning. It always be freedom. Captives been set free, you know. Blessings. Thank you, Phil.
Amen.
Good morning, Brother Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Good morning.
I thank
God. Go ahead,
God.
Mama.
Good morning. I thank God for you allowing him to use you in the way that you have. I thank God that he opened up my eyes to some things that was going on in my life. And I'm not even gonna blame the devil for it. It was me being hard headed and listening to the devil. And so I thank you and praise God for you, and I ask him to keep on using you. You allow him to continue to use you in his deliverance service. I thank you for you. Bringing the word so that he would open my eyes to let me see that you're never too old.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank
Come
you.
Come on.
You're never
Amen.
Too old. It's
never.
Always a yes.
Yeah.
And I thank you for showing me how to reach down and bring up that yes. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I don't care who's
listening,
who's saying what. It's none of your business. It's between God and me. I thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank
yeah.
God. Thank God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Brother, I pray for you. I pray that God will continue to use you, and that you continue to be in a place for him to use you. You keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. And let your yes be yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody have a great day. Yes, Lord.
Hey, Phil, Mother Leomia didn't already took it out. My last just fell out. That yes. Ooh, that yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I had to come off mute again, because when you talked about this, I don't know, I've never experienced this normally, but when you're so caught up in getting that pastor's approval, like you were talking about that,
that right there, some people, if my pastor don't give me the green light, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to move. I'm not moving when God gives me the assignment because my pastor may not think I'm ready. So you hit, that's a whole nother declaration that I'm sure you're going to talk about because that's really holding some people back. You need validation. Even in families, people need validation from siblings or family members, you know, watching them not be what they think they should be. So you're under the radar because you're wanting to be validated by other people instead of being doing what God has already equipped us to do. Because he's already provided. And I think sometimes we don't see it because we don't measure up. And thank you for saying it, too. Everybody's not Radical Dion or Tanya or Phil or whomever. And we listen to people and we watch them. Even there are people who will only go to certain services to hear certain people. There's people who will hang up if certain people ain't declaring and praying. So we got to get out of that because we might not be getting our assignment right if we're so caught up in people. Right? He didn't say follow people. He said follow me. So thank you. And like Mother said, a yes is a yes, no matter how long it takes you to get it. So I love you, sir, for real. Thank you.
Hey, Phil, before Mama Leomia started speaking, the Lord has showed me you. I said, do you go anywhere without your sword drawn? Not in hand, drawn. I see you sitting at the table eating with your sword in your hand drawn.
Listen, the Bible says, let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And it says a two-edged sword in their hand. It don't say in a sheath.
You never, wherever you go, you make sure that people are free. We are free and set free indeed. I love you, Phil.
I agree. Yes,
I love you too. Amen.
Hey, Pastor Phil, this is Jubilant. First of all, everybody has spoke kind of hit on everything that I wanted to say. I mean, because there were so many levels to this declaration, renounce, and all of that. I definitely got to go back and listen to this playback. I just wanted to just thank God for you, you know, just for the boldness, you know, and you not being timid about it. You know, but you're speaking the truth in love. I just want to tell you, I just appreciate you. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the fact that you love Jesus. I just wanted to say that.
Amen. Come on, Jesus. Hello? Hello. Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to close on out. Father, we bless you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for Dion. Thank you, Lord, for using her to open up this platform. For others to access you, to connect with you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Let the sound of your voice continue to be heard throughout this platform, throughout this ministry. Lord, let the sound of victory continue to be declared. Lord, we are in alignment with victory. We are in agreement with victory. Thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Bye.
You all have a victorious free day. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. See you tonight, Phil.
Yeah.
Lord.